What's it doing?
Oh, it's dialing numbers. Don't touch the keys.
I'm not touching the keys.
This computer company is coming out with these amazing new games in a couple of months. And the programs for them are probably still on their computer. So I told my system to search for other computers in Sunnyvale, California.
You're calling every number in Sunnyvale? Isn't that expensive?
There's ways around that.
Cactus.
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 Cactus. I am playing games.
Cactus.
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 Am I supposed to be doing this?
Cactus.
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 Cactus, this cocksucker.
Cactus.
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 You've got to be crapping on my balls.
Cactus.
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 This is going to be a fuck job to edit.
Cactus.
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 Calling me a hobo.
Cactus.
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 Roy, the retarded boy.
Cactus.
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 How about if I come down and punch your head off?
Cactus.
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 You blowing smoke up my ass.
Cactus.
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 You think a tracer can stop me?
Hey everyone, you're listening to the Snowplow Show, and I'm your host, Roy. Today's show is sponsored by Gizmo. Gizmo is a longtime contributor to the show, so thank you very much, Gizmo. You're the best. I have a couple of updates submitted by people. The first one is from Katie. She's the one that submitted the College Avenue crosswalk thing to me, the public meeting notes, whatever, where I called all those people and yelled at them about voicing their concerns about the crosswalk. And the newspaper put it on the front page of their paper 2 days in a row, I think. Do you guys remember that there was one guy that I called, and I think one of his concerns was that people were going to graffiti the crosswalk or the wall next to the crosswalk or however that works. I don't understand how this crosswalk is set up. I thought crosswalks were just lines in the road, but they have some crazy thing set up. And I thought that was weird that he would think, like, why would he think there's going to be graffiti on this thing, this wall, whatever, for the crosswalk? But it turns out he was right. Katie has sent me a link to a news article titled Graffiti Stains New College Avenue Barrier Twice in 1 Week. And there's a picture of a lady cleaning it off, and it says it was lewd graffiti, which is the best kind of graffiti. And obviously, it's the guy that was making the concerns about it. He's trying to make his concerns valid by going out there and graffitiing the crosswalk wall by himself. So if that update interests you, then I'm putting a link to the article in the show notes. It's pretty exciting stuff to read, and if you look in the comments, you can see a bunch of those same people that were complaining about me complaining about this. They really like to complain in Columbia. Thanks for the update, Katie. Another update I have is from Kuraz. He sent me a link, or I guess he posted it on the PLA Facebook, probably. But he posted the audio of the Distorted View show, which is a show I used to really be into and I never ever missed an episode of. But recently, all of a sudden, I just stopped listening and I haven't heard an episode in months now. So I don't really catch when you people leave Tim voicemails, but somebody's been doing carding notes with Tim's number, and this is kind of amusing to listen to. So here is a voicemail taken from the Distorted View show at distortedview.com.
Some voicemails! Check in with my freaky deekies!
Hi, I found a note that you left on my car windshield.
What?
The note reads, it says, sorry, I ding your car. My name is Timmy Poo.
Is this another guy?
So they're signing it Timmy Poo instead of Roy. Basically, Tim Henson from Distorted View is stealing my shit now.
Are you guys just starting to leave notes on everyone's car that you ding them?
I look around the car and I could see a dent, like a hole in the door. So I don't know if you reverse in the car or what you ding the car with, but you can give me a call to exchange my insurance information with me. Call me
at
425.
Oh, okay, we're not going to do that. So either, you know, a listener is really hitting cars left and right and leaving my information, or they're just putting the note on the car. And then these people are like, huh. They're like, they're looking very closely and they think they're seeing dings. But really, they, you know, their piece of shit car's probably already dinged up. Had nothing to do with it!
See, Tim has it all figured out already. He knows that people are just delusional and will just see dents that have been on their cars for years, probably, just because they got a note. But whoever did that, good job on sending my car ding hilarity to Tim instead of me. Finally, I have a reminder from Lee, who reminds me, she reminded me over a month ago, but, you know, I'm really behind on emails right now. If you've written me an email and I haven't responded, just, I'm sorry. You know, I'm really, really behind on emails lately. I gotta get caught up on those. But anyway, I happened to catch this one. Lee reminds me that last year I asked people to remind me to have a pumpkin contest this year. And I've done that in the past, like on the phone show back in 2010, I think. I had a pumpkin contest where, you know, just for Halloween, when you do your pumpkins, do some sort of a PLA-themed pumpkin or a snowplow show-themed pumpkin. In the past, there have been some really amazing submissions for the pumpkin contests. And I know it's halfway through October already. I pretty much completely forgot about that whole thing. But thanks to Lee, we're being reminded with 2 weeks left of October. And I think the pumpkin contest should end on October 31st or November 1st, whatever, you know, right around there. That's when the pumpkin contest will end. And if you need some ideas for pumpkins, I am going to put a link in the show notes to a Facebook photo album of all of the past pumpkin entries, because there's some pretty amazing ones in there, so everyone should go look at them right now. Keep in mind that this is not a Photoshop contest. In the past, people have really been into making Photoshops of pumpkins, but no, that's not allowed. You have to actually go out there and carve a real pumpkin, unless you can just make a really convincing Photoshop that will fool me. And I don't know what the prize is going to be. I don't know, some kind of PLA swag? A shirt or a coin? Maybe an old answering machine or one of these lanyards that you people just hate and won't buy from me and I've got a ton of them left? I don't know what to make the prize. Maybe you guys can help me decide what the prize should be. But, you know, I'll send you something, some sort of PLA swag. Or, most importantly, you'll get recognition on this show for carving the most amazing PLA pumpkin. So, PLA pumpkin contest. Everyone should do that. You know what I haven't done in a while? I haven't done the True Green calls, where I get to call people and tell them that I destroyed their lawn and their trees and killed their pets. That's always a good time, so I think I'm going to call some numbers that were submitted to me by someone named Dan. Last week, he sent me a homeowners association directory, which has, I don't know, 100 or so names and phone numbers in it. Actually, a lot of them don't have the phone numbers, but there's a lot of names and addresses, and it looks like a very nice neighborhood on Google Maps, Google Street View. So let's see how these guys react to their lawns being killed.
Good afternoon, this is Judy.
Hey, Judy, this is Roy. I'm with True Green. We treated your lawn yesterday over on...
You treated our lawn?
Yes, it was an accident. We were supposed to treat your neighbor's lawn, who also lives on Englehart Drive. But we accidentally treated yours by mistake.
Uh-oh, ours is a brand new lawn.
Oh, dear. Okay, that's not good.
I mean, brand new. We just had it put in a month ago.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, so we were supposed to treat... it's just someone on the other side of the cul-de-sac. And, oh boy, yeah, it was lawn killer. It's gonna, it's...
What? Are you kidding?
I'm so sorry, ma'am. Yeah, it's gonna eat through your lawn.
You're kidding.
No, because these other people, they're getting rid of their lawn to do AstroTurf.
On Englehart?
Yeah, we did your address, the, 107.
107?
Uh-huh, yep. Yep, it's going to kill the lawn. I'm sorry, what?
You're kidding. Kidding me.
No, I wouldn't.
I
wouldn't kid about something like this, ma'am.
Oh, my God. I mean, our lawn is... just had our whole yard redone. We just had our whole landscaping done.
You did? Oh, boy. Yeah, we did the lawn. We did all the that landscaping stuff around the edges, and we did the trees. The trees are going to fall over dead.
You're kidding me.
Why do you think?
Who is it?
Why do you think this is a joke, ma'am?
Well, because the trees. What trees?
Well, there's a tree on each side, and there's all the shrubbery and all the flowers.
I don't think you have the right house.
No, it's 108 Englehart Drive.
I'm not 108.
You're not?
No.
Which one are you?
I don't. Who'd you spray?
Oh, maybe it wasn't yours. Wait, no, it's 144 Lost Creek Drive. Is that you?
144 Lost Creek. No, that's down the hill from me. This is rather funny. How did you even find my cell number?
Well, it was on the order form. They put down the wrong address and they put down the wrong number. It says here you're on Englehart Drive, though.
You better check with your person.
Oh, shit, I will.
Who am I talking to?
All right, bye. Shit. Okay, I'm apparently out of practice on these, because I didn't think she was going to answer, so I'd already started scrolling down the list for the next person, and then she picked up, and I just screwed everything up by reading the wrong address, so I suck. Let me try the next one.
Hello?
Hi, Tony?
Yes?
Hey, it's Roy. I'm with True Green.
And, yes, Roy. Hi, how are you?
Hi, pretty good. Yeah, I do a lot of the houses in your neighborhood. I just needed to let you know that we accidentally sprayed your lawn a few days ago.
Oh, for fertilizer?
Oh, no, it was grass killer, actually. I just wanted to apologize. It was, they put the wrong address on the form.
Oh, no, because I just put grass seed all over my grass.
Oh, this is going to counteract the grass seed. It's actually going to turn everything yellow. And it's industrial strength, so probably I know you have a couple trees. Those are going to fall over dead, and the shrubs. What a mess. I'm so sorry.
There's no sign that you did my grass or anything.
Oh, we don't do that for grass killer, because that's bad publicity
my whole grass is going to die?
Yeah, front and back. We did it all. But we don't want the sign up if the grass is dying, because it looks bad on us. They're like, oh, they did a crappy job.
This is not a joke.
No, I wouldn't joke about something like this.
Because, I just put a ton of work into my yard, putting in turf to replace parts that had died, and you're telling me my entire grass is going to die?
Yeah, but it's going to look more uniform this way. Like, it'll turn yellow first. The entire yard will turn yellow. And then it'll just kind of just die out. You'll have to rake it to pick up all the yellow grass.
I'm sorry. Are you telling me just the weeds are going to die, or my entire grass?
Oh,
is
no,
die?
It's grass killer. This guy, he was wanting to get rid of his lawn and put in a new lawn.
Okay.
Has it started turning yellow yet, or is
I'm looking at it right now. Not yet.
Okay.
Are you sure? I mean, absolutely sure that my you're doing this in my yard?
Yes. Yeah. Definitely. On the on Canyon Drive. What was it? 272. Yeah. It was actually supposed to be up the street a bit. And
okay. So what are you telling me? I mean, I'm supposed to just okay? That's okay. Or are you going to do something about that?
Well, there's not a whole lot we can do because it's industrial strength. Basically, nothing's going to grow on that soil anymore, ever.
Okay.
You can get those decorative rocks to put in your yard, like gravel. Like the colored gravel, though, not just gravel.
I'm having a hard time understanding this because you just told me that you destroyed my front grass. I've got to believe that you're going to do something to recompense that. Not just tell me I'm going to have to rake my grass and it's all going to be brown and I got to put decorative rocks. You got to be kidding me.
Well, you've already got those boulders out there, but we could give you we offer the decorative rocks, and we could give you a coupon for 20% off.
I
don't own the company.
This is a much bigger deal than just putting. If you killed my entire grass, you owe me an entire new front landscaping.
But if you do the rocks, you don't have to mow. Like basically, you're just done with yard work.
I'm going to have nothing but rocks in my. I don't want rocks in my front yard. I wanted grass.
It'll match the brickwork on the front of your house.
This has got to be a joke.
Around the garage, you know? No, I'm just saying it would probably... We have the multicolored brownish rocks, and it would kind of... It would go with it, you know?
Okay, tell me this is a joke.
It's... All right. It's a joke. I'm so sorry.
Who's this?
This is Roy from True Green.
Okay.
So you don't want the coupon, I guess, for the rocks?
I'd like to talk to whoever your boss is then.
Oh, I'm an independent contractor with True Green. You'd have to just call 1-800-TRUE-GREEN. But it's not our fault. It's basically your neighbor's fault because they put the wrong address on the form. They were supposed.
I'm really. This is beyond belief what I'm hearing here.
Yeah, they were supposed to put 270, not 272. I can't tell you their address, but they live quite a ways up the road. I think they just have bad handwriting.
What is your name?
Roy.
What's your last name?
Surebell.
How do you spell that?
SureBell.
And you sprayed industrial strength grass killer.
Yes.
And my tree's going to die too?
Yeah, all the trees. All three. There's three, right? I mean, there's ones in back too, and we beat it all the way to the edge of your property line. It's probably going to eat at the bricks on your house too. You might want to spray your entire house down with water just to get any excess poison off of your bricks. Hello?
Yeah, I'm just beyond myself right here.
Well, it's just a lawn. It's just a lawn. It's not even a big deal. It's just a lawn. It's not like your it's not like your kids are dying or your dog or anything. Oh wait, does your dog use the lawn?
I'm going to hang up now.
Why? Why? Why are you hanging up?
Because this can't be for real.
It's not real. I'm just kidding around. You've been butt slammed by 103.3 The Gerbil.
Oh, great.
It's a wacky morning prank.
Well, good.
But you didn't really get mad and scream at us, so we're not even going to put this on the air. Oh my God, you're boring.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good to hear.
Yeah. Yep.
I'm glad I'm boring.
Yeah, but at least your lawn's fine, you know?
Yeah. Well, it, like I said, I had put in a lot of work on it and broke my back doing it. So this wasn't one of the funnier pranks.
Well, you should consider... Oh, no, it's funny to us, just not you. But you should consider those rocks, those pebbles, because then you don't have to do yard work.
All right. Well, listen, I thanks for the prank, and I'm glad I didn't make it on the air.
You're welcome.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. Well, this is going horrible so far. Nobody's getting angry about their lawns. There's one call I did to an old lady, which I erased because I just felt bad because she sounded so old and confused and sad about her lawn. And I ended up just telling her, you know what? I didn't really kill your lawn. I'm just a telemarketer, and I was trying to sell you lawn care stuff, but I'm not very good at it. So that's why I accidentally told you I killed your lawn. But it wasn't funny. I just completely erased that one. So let's move on to these next people. They better be funny. They better not ruin my wacky morning show.
Yes, Chris?
Hello, Chris. This is Roy from True Green.
Yes.
And I just needed to let you know of a small problem we have.
Which is?
Well, we accidentally sprayed your lawn a few days ago. They were supposed to spray down the street a bit, but they sprayed yours instead.
Okay.
So just wanted to apologize for that.
And they sprayed it with?
Grass killer. Industrial strength, actually.
Lovely.
I'm so sorry.
All the time and effort I put into keeping the front lawn alive, you guys just wiped it out. Is that what you're telling me?
I don't. They showed me some before pictures, and to be honest, it doesn't look that good. That's probably why they got the wrong address. They were like, this is the one. But yeah, they were supposed to do down the street a bit. I don't know how they got yours by accident.
So what are you going to do about it?
Well, I'm apologizing for one thing. I am sincerely sorry.
Thank you. It doesn't solve my problem, but...
I'm also calling to warn you to not walk near the trees, because the trees are going to eventually rot and die from the industrial strength.
You killed the trees in my front yard? Are you...
Well, it wasn't me. It was the people that work for me. There's this new guy, Chad.
Chill out for just wait.
What?
Wait. I need to find a place where I can yell at you in private.
Okay.
You killed all the trees in my front yard. That is the reason I bought the goddamn house.
Oh. Why? I mean,
trees are perfectly placed because they block the evening sun. Without those, my house is going to be about 20,000 degrees hotter.
Oh, no, I think that might be an exaggeration.
Okay, so,
I mean, really, 20,000?
I want you to take my email address, please.
Okay.
And I want you to send me the name of your supervisor.
Okay.
And I would like to know what you're going to do to compensate six. I just spent a ton of money having those trees trimmed.
Oh.
You have no idea how big a deal this is.
Well, it's not that big of a deal. I mean, it's just trees. It's not like we killed a person. It's just grass and trees and shrubs.
Are you? You know what? Just send me your supervisor's name, phone number.
Well, what for? I mean, I'm basically...
Would you...
I'm the supervisor. I'm an independent contractor.
Okay, so can you send me your insurance company? Because either you're going to pay a lot to cut those down and replace them with full-size mature trees, or I'm going to sue you for it.
No.
Whichever one you want.
You can't get trees that big, can you? Then transplant them?
No, you can't. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Well, see, you're being unrealistic, and then you're exaggerating, talking about 20,000 degrees.
Oh, my God. You're just a real piece of work, aren't you?
Okay. Well, I mean,
you're
the one being a jerk about all this. I'm just trying to do the right thing and apologize.
I'm being a jerk? Well, apologizing does not replace these trees.
Right, but they're just trees. I mean, now you have a better view of the street.
So would you send me your email address? I can't even think right now, so would you please send me your email address, your phone number?
Okay. Well, my phone number's on your caller ID.
Contact information, things of that nature.
But, you know, if you plant little trees, you can watch them grow up.
Just stop talking to me right now. I am just so not in a place that I can talk to you right now.
Why can't you just get one of those little trees at Walmart?
Would you stop talking? And please just send me your information so that I can talk to you when I'm in a better frame of mind, please.
All right, well...
Can you do that for me?
We can give you a 10% off coupon for rocks.
Can you please send me your information?
Yeah, and I'll send you the coupon with it.
Thank you. Would you please send me your contact information so I can call you back?
You want me just text it to you?
That would even be fine.
Okay, or you could just look at your caller ID like, you know, a normal person. I mean, it's right there.
Would you send me your email address in addition to that? Company name, things of that nature.
True Green. It's True Green. Can't you remember True Green? That's like a really easy to remember name.
Yeah, I can remember that.
Did you really step into another room to yell?
You just said you were an independent contractor for them.
Yeah, technically I'm not. I don't have a supervisor. I just use their corporate name.
You are part of the True Green Company.
Well,
so I need to know how to escalate this if I need to escalate it.
Well, I don't see any reason to escalate it. I apologize. What else?
I don't care what you think or what you see. I need you to send me the information. Well, I've been trying to get you to send me information on how I can escalate this.
You know, basically, I think you probably owe me money because the trees, they're not going to get into your sewer pipes.
Oh, you've got to fucking be kidding me, right?
Well,
if this isn't a prank call, then this is just hilarious.
What? No, it's not. I'm just saying, you know, usually when you have trees out there, they get into the sewers, the sewer lines, the drainage.
I understand. I seriously did buy this house because of those trees.
Well, what a dumb purchase. I mean, it's not like trees are permanent. they're going to fall down and get struck by lightning and stuff like that.
Would you please send me your information?
Yeah, I definitely will. I don't know why you keep asking. Like, why wouldn't I?
Thank you very much.
Hey, maybe we could just replace those trees, like, with a wall or okay, he's gone. Well, that was fun. He went into another room to yell at me. I don't get that too often. It's too bad his cell connection sucked so bad.
Hey, Brad, it's your favorite boy from 609 again, and I still haven't peed yet, and I hear my cat drinking water, so it's not making it any better. But I remember someone left you a message about doing, like, a dating site thing, and they said they heard someone do that before. That was me. I did that. And I think it would be best to say if you left that for, like, Morgan's show or maybe Gloria. But the thing is, once you send your number on there, people usually Google it or something like that, or post on 4chan like they did with me. Now it's getting calls nonstop on my number.
I don't want that.
But, I mean, I have a couple fake numbers that I use for stuff like that. But, man, it works, but it's not that great. It's, I don't know, dating site things are best just left for trolling with stupid messages like I do. I have one more thing to tell you, but I forget. Maybe I'll just leave you another voicemail later.
Bye.
Thanks, my favorite boy from 609. You've convinced me not to do it. Thank you.
Hey, Roy. I just wanted to ask what that new sound that is that you're using. It's really catchy, and I like it. It's like kind of this cool piano sound jam thing. You've been using it for the past couple episodes.
Oh, the piano jam thing. That's me.
Tell me what it is. Thanks. Bye.
I am going to put a link in the show notes right now so you can go listen to that. But I imagine you would find it on my personal Bandcamp page, which is rbcp.bandcamp.com, and look for the song called What City Please. And it's just an instrumental of that song, but it's also sped up, because it's really boring when it's not sped up. And you should be able to download the song for free, but the instrumental is not up there. If someone really wants the instrumental, you can just email me for it and ask, and I will send you the loop that I use on the show. I think that's what you're talking about, though, so hopefully I've given you the right one.
Brad, hurry up and put a new show on. Every time I go and see the car ding clown face, it rubs me the wrong way. So shit or get off the pot. It's October 5th. Cactus.
Well, hopefully you're not a supporter of the show, because if you are, then you heard an extra show this week, because I put out a secret show of nothing but car dings. But thank God you didn't have to hear that, because, oh my God, that would sure be annoying for you, wouldn't it?
That was five rings, Brad. I guess you haven't fixed your Google voice yet. It keeps on ringing until it gets to the voicemail. I just wanted to see if you fixed it. So, all right, Texas Cactus, Texas.
Texas Cactus to you too. All right, I'm going into the settings of my Google Voice number, and I'm looking through all the options, and I see no option on the number of rings. So I don't understand why it's ringing five times, because I'm never logged into this account. The only time I log into this account is to play the voicemails, like right now. So I don't know why it rings five times. You guys are just going to have to deal with it. If anyone knows how to make it not ring five times, maybe you can let me know. Maybe it's just a Google thing. Maybe it just happens for some reason. Maybe Google doesn't know that I'm not logged in, so it's sitting there trying to ring my phone on Gmail or whatever, even though I never log into it.
Hi, this is Lucifer.
Hey, Lucifer.
I'm the Messiah of the Jews, and I just wanted to know that I'm the little horn spoken of in Daniel, and I'm going to be crushing your kingdom down into little bits and pieces soon, so watch out, motherfucker.
Okay, thanks for the voicemail, Lucifer.
Hey, Arby, if you already played my last message, I was wrong. It wasn't an explosion in Shenzhen the Howard Stern guy called into. It was an MSNBC segment on a missile strike, or what he claimed to be a missile strike, in the Ukraine. So go ahead and look that one up. It's really funny. He insults the anchor after she doesn't get it to prank call.
I'll get
anyways,
right on
work
that.
On the bus call. That was hilarious, especially how the quadcopter started shredding tree branches, and you still hadn't gotten to how it hit the bus. So keep up the good work.
You can thank Liz for that one. So I remember last time I had no idea what you were talking about, but I guess you're talking about Captain Jenks. He's the guy that calls into all the news shows and pretends to be a correspondent with whatever and then says something about Howard Stern. But I just did a YouTube search on Captain Jenks on the call that you're talking about, and I can't find it, and I'm too lazy to put any more effort into it. I'm sure whatever you're talking about is hilarious, though.
Instant fan of your show. You pranked me over the weekend, and I cannot get enough of this show. I even bought some stuff in the store. Anyway,
aww.
I got a really cool prank idea. You know, pedometers, since I heard the shoe store show today. Pedometers, man. We can call people and say, you know, if they have a pedometer, they're sick because they are using it to look for pedo. I'm sure you get what that means.
Yeah, of course I do.
Hope to hear more wonderful pranks. Bye.
Thanks. I guess that's the guy that I prank called on the secret show that you can't hear because you're not a supporter of the show. And it turned out that he'd heard of Madhouse before, and now he's listening to the Snowplow show, and he loves PLA and Madhouse and everything, and he's a part of the community now because somebody just happened to leave a carding note on his window. So that's pretty great. Welcome to the PLA and PCN and Madhouse and all the other craziness around here.
Brad, I have a complaint.
Great.
Why won't you guys let me in the damn phone losers group? Oh, my name is Jack, and I keep getting denied for entry. Except my thing.
What group? What are you talking about? The Facebook group? The Reddit group? There's a billion groups. I don't know what you're talking about. All right, I'm sick of voicemails. I'm going to pick the shortest voicemail on this page, and this will be the last
Brad,
one.
Hey, Brad, how's it going there? You
great.
Know, Lux called on the show and he left a voicemail and he talked about them pajama machines that you're going to be making.
Yeah.
And, you know, I found a couple holes in my pajamas. So if you were to
that's where your legs go, stupid.
Make some pajamas, you know, that would be much appreciated there, buddy. All right. See you later.
Not your buddy, pal. Okay, let's get back to the Homeowners Association grass-killing calls. I don't have much left, but let's do the rest of these.
Hello, may I help you?
Hi there, this is Roy from True Green. Is this Susie?
It is.
Oh, hey, Susie. I needed to let you know we made a mistake recently, and we accidentally sprayed your lawn.
Uh-huh.
And I just wanted to say sorry about that.
What did you do to our lawn?
Oh, we sprayed it with industrial strength grass and tree killer.
Is this a joke?
No, not at all, ma'am. We were supposed to do down the street, and I think maybe the customer wrote down the wrong address.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, we did yours
so
by...
So are you telling me my grass is going to die and my tree is going to die?
Yes, but it's okay because I know most of your yard is just driveway.
No, it's not okay.
Well, it would be worse if you had like a real lawn, but your lawn's not even real.
I do have a real lawn.
But you have like
maybe
a
But
you have a driveway going through the entire lawn. It's not like it's not like a lot of lawn or anything.
It is a lot of lawn. I don't want my lawn dying. I don't want my plants dying.
Yeah, but at least the driveway is not going to drive. I mean, 75% of your lawn is driveway.
No. 75% of my lawn is not driveway. I have lawn, I have trees, I have shrubs.
Yeah, but then you have those rocks around the trees. So it's like...
No, I don't have rocks around the trees.
Oh,
I have cuttings.
Oh, same thing. I mean, it's not... The grass killer is not going to affect those dumb cutting things. It's just going to be those tiny patches of...
Who are you? Who are you?
My name is Roy. I already told her this. I'm with True Green.
Well, my husband didn't hear it, and he asked me to put it on speaker. He's with True Green, and they sprayed industrial strength tree and lawn poisoning on our grass.
When did you do that?
A few days ago. They were supposed to do down the street, and they accidentally got your house instead.
Well, I accidentally got our house. Then, you know, if my lawn dies, then I would say you're responsible for putting new lawn in.
Well, not really, because the house number on your house isn't very clear.
The house number is very clear on my house. It says 145, and it says 145 on the concrete in front of the house.
But
it's very clear.
It's really small numbers, and it's a weird font.
It's not a weird font. It's very clear. If you look at my house, and it's painted on the street.
Yeah, but that's a weird font, too. That's like a weird stencil font or
something. Well, I'm sorry. I'm sorry if you all made a mistake. That's just not going to cut it with me, that you're telling me that that my driveway, I have a grass out at the top of my lawn, I have grass over. So did this get on my plants by the grass?
You just have little patches of grass around in between all of the driveway and the rocks.
I don't have little patches. I have grass.
Yeah, well, you know.
I'm asking you, is it going to kill my plants as well?
Yeah, we sprayed your plants, too.
Oh, you sprayed my plants. Well, then you've got some landscaping to do at my home.
And the trees.
Do you think that my plants didn't cost me money and it's taken me a long time to grow those plants?
Maybe you should have put some of that money into a better house number that has a normal font.
I'm telling you, if you're with True Green, and I will call True Green, believe me, if this is a joke, it's a joke.
That makes sense. If it's a joke, it would be a joke.
Okay, well, if this is not a joke, then True Green's going to be out some money on my landscaping.
Oh, no, no, we don't do free work.
Sorry, this is not free work. If you sprayed industrial strength, you know what? I'm not going to continue this conversation. I'll call True Green.
Well, maybe it's kind of your fault because of the house number thing.
He says his name is Roy with True Green. And I'm going to call them, and I'll call them back, and I'll take care of it. Thank you.
But, no, ma'am, wait. Oh, I didn't get to tell her it was a joke. I didn't get to tell her she's been butt-slammed. Damn it.
Hello, can I help you?
Hey, Robert, it's Roy again.
Yeah?
Oh, I'm not really with True Green. I was just kidding around with her. I'm one of your neighbors.
Who is this?
It's Roy from up the street. I don't work for True Green. I used to. And I did do that to someone else's lawn a long time ago. But no, I didn't do that. I don't work for True Green anymore.
But where do you live? You live up the street from us?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm on Alpine Falls Drive.
Yeah?
Yep. Yep. I was just, I don't know. It seemed funny at the time.
Okay.
But I didn't think she'd take it seriously.
Oh, she did take it seriously.
Oh, I hope she...
So you live on Alpine Falls?
Yeah.
Where on Alpine Falls?
Oh, you know, just around the corner, kind of, just up the street a bit, around the bend.
So I'm a little confused with the call.
Well, I mean, I don't know why she's disagreeing with me about the driveway, because it really is, the driveway takes up the whole front lawn.
I guess my question is, what did you call for, just for a joke, or what?
Well, I was just thinking the driveway looks kind of hobo-ish. Like, couldn't you just cut those trees down in front and just have the driveway go straight out the front instead of covering up the entire lawn?
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Well,
I don't even know what you're talking about.
It makes the neighborhood look really low rent because you have your lawn.
It makes the neighborhood look real low rent? What does?
The driveway that covers the entire front lawn. It looks kind of dumb. I was jogging by, and I just noticed
I don't know what driveway you're talking about.
Well, you know, you've
our
got...
Our driveway?
Yeah, your driveway. It covers up a lot of the lawn.
Doesn't cover up any lawn.
Yeah, it kind of does.
Doesn't cover up any lawn. What do you need? What do you want from me?
Oh, nothing. I just was thinking. I don't know. Why don't you just fix your driveway?
Why don't you go pound salt?
How'd you get our phone number?
Just go pound salt, dude.
What does that mean? Pound salt. Holy shit. I just got insulted in a brand new way. Pound salt. And I don't know what they're talking about. Like, I'm looking at their house on Street View. I see the tiny little house number on the side of her house in the weird font. Actually, it's a normal font. I was just being a jerk. So I know I have the right house. I'm looking at the right house on Street View, and it covers up the entire lawn. I really want to go there and just redesign their lawn for them. All they have to do is remove a couple trees, and they could have so much more lawn that way. But no, they want to live like hobos. By the way, this is a really nice neighborhood in California. They've got to be at least $500,000 houses, probably more. Like, really, really big houses. Everyone has three-car garages. Every single house I've called today has been a really nice house. I just wish more people were answering. I'm already up to the S's, and we haven't gotten a lot of answers. And most of the people on this list, they don't even have phone numbers listed. It's just their address. And I could probably look at white pages, but that's a lot of effort. I don't know. Wow, go pound salt. Let's get on Google and find out what the fuck go pound salt means. This website says, the phrase go pound salt originated in the early days of commercial salt mine operations in the U.S. There were a number of specific jobs performed by people who worked at the mine. The lowest paying and most menial job was pounding large rocks into smaller crystals that could be used for cooking and curing meats. The job was usually given to those deemed less intelligent, the village idiot, if you will, or those who could find no other gainful employment. The phrase became a popular way of telling someone to go fly a kite, like they're an idiot that need to go preoccupy themselves with something mundane like crushing rock salts into crystals. Okay, it's all clear now. I get it. I understand why he wanted me to go pound salt. He was calling me an idiot. I really need to write down all the different amazing ways that I've been insulted on this show. We need to start a list of things like, go take a running jump, and whatever other crazy things that people have said to me.
Hi, this is Steve.
Hey, Steve, it's Roy from Tourgreen.
Okay.
And there's a small problem. We accidentally sprayed your lawn a few days ago.
What'd you spray it with?
Industrial strength grass killer.
Wow.
Yep, and I mean, we sprayed the trees and the shrubs and the grass and everything.
Why'd you do that?
Well, we were supposed to do someone down the street, but one of my coworkers, he got the wrong address.
So all our trees?
Yeah, all the trees. I mean, it's not a big deal because the trees are kind of stupid looking. Like, what are those? They look like they're dead already.
No, not our. You sure you got the right house?
What
address are you looking at?
251 Drive.
Yeah, all of our trees are healthy, and we just planted new citrus and everything else.
Well, they look. Are those weeping willows or something? It looks like a haunted house.
They're birch.
Oh, okay. They're like drooping.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
Okay, well, what are you saying?
Well, I'm just saying it's not that big of a deal, because it's not like they're nice trees.
They are nice trees.
Well, I'm in your opinion. But I just wanted to say I wanted to apologize for getting the wrong address.
Well, there's more to it than that. Let me get your phone number.
Oh, it's on your caller ID.
And your business again.
Tourgreen.
So what was the business?
Tourgreen.
Tourgreen.
Yeah, we do a lot of houses in your neighborhood. Are you in any need of lawn care services?
No, we already have lawn care service.
Okay. Well, they're not going to be able to fix this because this is industrial strength.
I can't believe this. So what's going to happen then? The lawn just dies and the trees just die and you're saying sorry?
Yeah, the lawn's going to turn yellow and fall out. You're probably going to have to rake that up. And the trees are, eventually they're going to fall over. They're going to rot from the inside. Just fall right over. So you don't want to walk around the trees because you don't want them falling over on you.
And your name again?
My name is Roy.
Roy. What's your last name, Roy?
It's W-A-T. Watt.
W-A-T. Okay. Okay. Well, we're obviously going to be talking about compensation on this.
Yeah. Well, we can give you a 10% coupon, but there's a fee to join to our services.
No. We're talking about you coming in and you've killed our lawn, you're killing our trees. It's not just a 10% coupon. You know, we want to be made whole.
Okay, but you have to sign up for our services because, there's a fee. There's a $95 fee just to join up.
We're not going to talk about regular treatment. You made a mistake. You sprayed our lawn. You sprayed our trees with industrial strength killer, and that's our landscaping.
I know, but it's not like it looked like. Really, I think you should fire your current company because, oh my God, your lawn looks. I don't know, it looks like the Munster's house or something. Like, what is all that stuff? It's just randomly thrown in there.
I don't know what you're talking about. I think you're looking at the wrong house, I'm hoping.
Oh, no, we did the 251 drive.
And that's, what's the cross street that's closest to that?
Oh, let me look. You don't know what your cross street is?
I'm asking you. I want to verify that you have the right house because I just can't believe that you would do this and then think that there's no other effort required other than to have us join some club and pay you money.
Well, it's not a club. It's lawn care.
Lawn care, right.
Yeah, you're on the corner, right? In the corner, the curvy corner thing. You're right on the edge.
Yes.
Yeah, that's you, the one with the stupid-looking trees.
Those are not stupid-looking trees.
The droopy trees. Well, that's your opinion. I'm just saying, as a professional, I think your trees look stupid. But
so where do we go from here?
Well, the $95 sign-up fee, that includes 3 months of lawn treatment.
And why would we sign up for something when you've killed our lawn and you may have killed our trees?
Well, it was an accident. It wasn't even on purpose. So you should,
I understand that.
What would Jesus do?
Why would you make us whole and say, I'm very, very sorry we did this. We're going to come in and make it right so your lawn looks, you know, after it's dead, we will reseed and get it back so it's healthy.
Well, there's no seeding the lawn because this is industrial strength. You're going to have to dig out all the dirt and plant new dirt.
Well, so I can tell you my next stop is filing a report with the police.
No, don't do that. Right, no, because we... Yeah. No,
I'm
don't,
doing that right now.
Don't, no, don't do it. Don't do it. No, no. Hello, sir. All right. As a responsible prank caller, I really should call him back and tell him not to call the police, I guess. Maybe I'll just take this part out of the show so you guys don't think that I'm nice.
Hello.
Hi, this is Roy. I'm the producer from the Skippy and Dippy Wacky Morning Radio Show on FM 100.3.
Okay.
And I just wanted to get your permission to air the prank call that we just made to you.
On what channel?
It's 100.3 FM, on the Wacky Morning Show, the Skippy and Dippy Show.
Okay, so that was a joke.
Yeah, it's just a joke. They go around spraying people's lawns and killing them and then tell them just to kid around.
I hope that you have a different reaction. I mean, you probably get the same reaction from everybody that you had from me. Because we just put about $10,000 into our lawn and trees.
Oh, wow.
So.
Wow, that's a huge waste of money, especially for those droopy trees. I mean, what the fuck are those?
Yeah. Okay. So anyway, no, you do not have permission.
Oh, I'm going to do it anyway. I'm a loose cannon radio DJ. I'm going to do it. You can't stop me. I'm basically the next Howard Stern. Okay, he's gone. But at least he's not calling the cops. All right, I guess that's the end of these homeowners association calls for now. But there are definitely going to be some more because the guy that submitted these, his name is Dan. He is actually sending more right now. Like, as I was making these calls, I just checked my email. And I have like 3 or 4 emails from him with brand new homeowners association lists that he's sending me. Or wait, no, one is a Civic League directory. Another is a homeowners association directory, and another is a PGA member directory. What's a PGA? Let's click on it. Oh, it's golf. Of course, I should have known that. So it's PGA staff members, award winners, PGA of America. I don't know if this is... Yeah, I don't know. I'll give it a try someday, not right now. Because I'm done with this fucking show. I quit. But thank you very much, Dan, for sending me these Homeowners Association numbers and the PGA numbers and everything else you've sent. I will get to all of them eventually, I promise. So yesterday, I got a hold of one last shoe customer from my shoe customer list from a few shows ago. The rest of them wouldn't answer, so I just deleted the numbers and I give up on them. But here is a call that I made to Jack, the one person I was able to get a hold of, and this one's pretty amusing in my opinion.
Hello.
Hello, Jack?
Yeah.
Hey, it's Roy from the shoe store.
Yeah?
And I just needed to tell you something about your shoes, kind of a problem.
Okay.
Did you notice the problem with those yet?
Well, that they weren't lace up, they were the other kind, but yeah, we rode with that.
Yeah, well, no, actually, that's not even a problem. That's your own dumb fault for choosing the wrong kind.
Well, what's your problem then, brother?
Well, the problem is that instead of a left and a right shoe, you got a right and a left shoe. They put them in the box backwards.
Get your work shoes.
What?
Let me see them. Are they two different fucking shoes?
Two different what?
What's your problem with them?
What, your wife's problem?
There's a left and a right.
Yeah.
Which there should be. What is your problem?
What's that lady in the background babbling about? Can you tell her
The lady in the background is one wearing a fucking shoe. You called me, dude.
Hey, don't
what
curse.
What is your problem with
don't
them?
Curse
I
at me.
Shoes. We have them. What is the problem?
I'm just trying to let you know about the problem. You don't have to yell at me.
Well, what is the problem?
Well, instead of a left and a right shoe, yours came in as a right and a left.
Instead of a left and a right, it's a right and a left.
No.
Oh, can you tell her to shut the fuck up? I mean, we're trying to talk here.
Hey, I'm going
to
tell you something, punk. You called me, okay? Well, don't tell my lady shut the fuck up, for one thing.
Well, I said please.
You know, you called me with an issue. What is your fucking problem? Well, you're about to have one.
It's not my issue. I'm just telling you about the issue with your dumb shoes. Your lace-up shoes.
Well, what is the issue with my dumb shoe?
I've already told you twice now. instead of a left and a right.
There's a left and a right and a right and a left.
Yeah.
Yes.
How hard is that to understand? God, you're...
A left and a right and a right and a left.
You must be stupid. Jesus. All right. So,
Hey, sorry, punk. Where are you at?
I'm at the store.
Where are you at, smartass? Payless? Maybe I will talk to your supervisor, dummy.
What? Oh, no, please don't do that.
No, please don't do that. No. Why do you call me to tell me I had a problem with my shoe?
I'm not calling and complaining.
What are you calling me and complaining about?
I'm trying to let you know about the problem. I've already told you about 3 times now.
Yes, there's a left and a right.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, my gosh, she's so irritating. Yeah, instead of a left and a right, they came as right and a left. So they were in the box backwards.
Okay, so why is that a problem?
Well, it's not. I just wanted to let you know. So you know when you pull them out of the box to turn them, to reverse them? So you don't put them on the wrong feet?
Yeah, and we're just ignorant to put shoes on the wrong foot.
Oh, you are? Okay, well, I'm glad I called then, since you are.
Yeah, I'm glad you called, too, because I'm about to come talk to somebody at that store and rip somebody's head off.
Oh,
you're a fucking idiot.
I'm not letting you in our store if you're going to threaten us. So you just stay the fuck
up. Kick me out of your store, chump.
You just stay.
You don't even know what store you work at, you fucking idiot.
You just stay the fuck away from our store.
Hey, fuck you and your store, chump.
Hey, fuck you.
Yeah, okay, smartass. Should I just come to Pekin? What store are you in, there, super chicken?
Well, it doesn't matter because you're not allowed in here anymore.
No, it doesn't matter because you're a fucking idiot.
Well, at least I know how to put my right shoe and my left shoes on.
Well, I don't know. Where did that even right and left shoe come from? You called me, dummy.
No, I'm letting you know about the problem because we're a nice company and we tell people about stuff like
this. Yes, because your idiots put a shoe in the wrong spot in the box. They're still the right and left shoe.
At least I don't have an annoying wife that won't shut the fuck up.
So you probably don't. Your boyfriend probably tells you to shut up.
Hey, come on. That's kind of uncalled for, I think. Okay, he's gone. He definitely got the last word in on that one. So that was an idea by Jesus Jones Jesus from the chat room the other day. I'm not doing these live right now, but when I was doing them live last week or whenever that was, he suggested instead of a left and a right shoe, it was a right and a left shoe. I'm not sure what he means by that. I hope I didn't fuck that up, Jesus Jones Jesus. That's going to do it for today's show. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Today's show was produced by Rick, Rand Althor, Buster C, and Darnell. 4 people to produce this piece of crap. They really need to step up their game and make this show better. Special thanks this week to Ben Kilburn, Neon Like Bjork, Casey S., and Andrew C. Thanks for allowing me to thank you so I can get rid of these old sponsor lists. I'm all the way up to March 2015 now. Today's episode was sponsored by Gizmo. It was his fault that I was told to pound salt today, so thank you for that, Gizmo. Catering for today's show was provided by Jason B. That was some really awesome macaroni and cheese. Good job on that, Jason. And today's background music is called With You by I Fight Dragons. I really need to start mentioning the background music more often so people will stop emailing me and leaving voicemails and asking what the music is. Not that I'm complaining, you know, I'm just saying, just to make things easier for all of us, I should start mentioning that. So, I Fight Dragons. It's an awesome song. Everyone should listen to it. Go find it. Be sure to add us on Facebook at facebook.com/phonelosers, on Twitter at twitter.com/phonelosers. Listen to the main YouTube channel at youtube.com/phonelosersofamerica, and visit the website at phonelosers.com for the show notes and everything else Phone Losers related. I'm going to end the show today with this song, which you can find a link to in the show notes.
Full of mystery. She sounds just like an angel when she asks which city, please. I tell her Council Bluffs and give the full name of my mom. She laughs and says I know that town, 'cause that's where I am from. I ask her what's your name, she says her name is Kay. She says I found your number, sir, now you have a nice day. Now I spend my evenings dialing information for Kay, hoping that she'll answer every time. Hasn't yet, but I keep on trying every day. It costs a lot, but I don't really mind. $1.25 is how much I usually pay, but it's never her that takes my call. I tell the lady that I need to talk to Kay. She has no idea who Kay is at all.
There's no way I can get a hold of Kay. I have no idea even who Kay is.
Months have passed me by, but still no sign of Kay. My phone bill's reached an alarming sum, and I don't think that I can pay. I still call all the time, every minute that I can. The operators never help, and they don't understand. Kay's my friend, and I spend my evenings dialing information for Kay, hoping that she'll answer every time. I know Kay likes me, and there's things that I have to say. We're made for each other, she will find. The lady to stand up and yell for Kay. She says she can't, 'cause that's against policy.
There's no way I can do that, sir.
Just a few more calls and then it's time to call it a day. She'll be surprised when she hears it's me.
Sir, we have several different floors in our building of operators.
Do you have an elevator? Can you go up there?
It's been over a year. I sit here all alone. And everything just so I can afford my phone. One more call than bed. She asked for the city's name. She offers to give me a number there, but it wouldn't be the same.
I want Kay to give it to me.
I spend my evenings dialing information for Kay, hoping that she'll answer every time. It's not her this time, but I'm optimistic today. It cost a lot, but I don't really mind. I wrote this song with hopes that somehow it reaches Kay. It's possible, 'cause Kay likes me. Kay, if you're listening, then I'm begging, please call me today. My number's 551-6893.
Okay, I'm sorry, sir.
That's all right. Maybe I'll try back later and she'll answer the phone.
That's possible, but it's kind of hard telling. We have operators all over.
All
like
over.
In Des Moines and things, and it's hard telling which operator you actually got.
It's possible, because Kay likes me.
That's true.
Why don't you go pound salt?
How'd you get her phone number?
Just go pound salt, dude.
What does that mean?